Hello, 1209, and possibly the rest of the podcasting community who gives enough of a crap to want to listen to this continuing dialogue. I just re-listened to both of your podcasts from today, and I took some notes, and so I'm just going to go over a few points. You said that you didn't attack the community, but you started off your podcast by saying that you were the voice of the anti-podcasting crowd. And the anti-podcast crowd seems to imply that there is a common sentiment among a large group of people that there's something wrong with podcasting, when, at least to my knowledge, that doesn't seem to be the case. And I listened to openpodcast.org, which is where you're putting out this opinion. And I've heard everything from prank phone calls to a guy who says he loves socks. So I think I might have heard the anti-podcasting community sentiment. But hey, who knows? On your point about the name sucking, why exactly does it suck? And not just because you don't like it. Are you anti-Apple and you don't like the association with the iPod? Do you think it just sounds funny? You know, give a reason. Don't just say it sucks. And as you said, who cares what it's called? You praise the creativity and all that fantastic stuff that's come out of podcasting, and maybe the fact that the word podcasting was created, which is kind of a one-size-fits-all label that explains what we're all doing, is really what was needed to capture the attention of the average non/dot-reading public. I know that a lot of people who are listening to podcasts right now probably wouldn't be doing it if they had to go into a script of some kind and add in a link and set up an AT job or a crontab job, because most people just aren't going to do it. And without the RSS enclosure thing, it would just be a nightmare for someone to have to set that up and know what file to download with their script, because unless someone names their show the exact same thing with an incremented digit at the end or something, which is probably not going to happen, there would be problems. Now, while going to a podcast's website and taking that podcast link and highlighting it, putting into the iPod or client and adding it isn't the easiest thing in the world, it's a hell of a lot easier than going through all that other stuff. And the fact that those means are employed has probably caused the podcast community to be exponentially higher than it would be otherwise. Otherwise, it would just be a kind of a fringe movement that a lot of people would listen to, but not statistically a lot, and it would just kind of be bouncing around. And that would be fine, except I think that the beauty of it is not just that so many people are doing it, but the fact that so many people are listening. So you say you didn't attack the community, you are talking about certain individuals, and yes, you did mention Dave Weiner. I think he's the only specific person you mentioned. If you want to attack people, go ahead and attack people all you want, whether you're right or wrong. That's fine, but you came out as the voice of the anti-podcasting crowd. You didn't come out as the anti-Dave Weiner or the anti-Adam Curry or whatever. And I have to give you full credit for, although I kind of ripped you pretty good in my podcast, you didn't come back with angry attacks on my character or the potential habits of my mother. You actually rose to the occasion and responded to my suggestion that you continue the dialogue, so got to give you respect for that. I do respect it when someone would do something like that. And yes, the mechanism is just the mechanism, and we may be using something else entirely in 6 months, but this is what has made the podcasting explosion, and by explosion I mean just a huge number of people that are getting involved, happen. And no one can ever take podcasting away from the current community of podcasters, because even if the people who invented the term podcasting and developed the idea of using the RSS enclosures or whatever decides that they're going to charge for everything, that's not going to, there's no way that they're going to be able to force me to pay a license fee to put out an MP3 with an RSS enclosure. You know, the Whole Wheat Radio guys are not going to be forced to charge you for their content, and you won't be forced to charge for your content. We can all just continue doing exactly what we're doing. And we can call them podcasts, we can call them 1209s, it doesn't matter. And by the way, I never called you a commie, I never wrote the word commie, I don't know where that thing came from. And while I do agree that it's probably a really shitty thing to do to sell ice to Eskimos and sell things to people that they really don't need or even want, I fully support anyone's right to try to do it. Now, I think marketing and advertising is the most horrible thing on the planet, for the most part, because of the way it's been abused to manipulate people to create a need and a desire so that a company can sell products and not even to support the workers who create the products, but the people who own the stock. I am not a commie. I am not a corporate shill. But you just can't go around picking something you don't like and saying that no one should be able or allowed to do it. You can call them an asshole for it. Fine, go right ahead, but just don't come out and say that a mechanism or a name sucks because you don't like Dave Weiner. Say you don't like Dave Weiner. So I can go on kind of repeating the same types of things, so I'm just going to stop here and say that why don't you give me an email or something like that. Maybe we should do a debate over Skype or something and talk about it. Because all it might take is for one of us to say something and the other one to correct the other's perception of what they just said. And maybe we'll our ideas and thoughts will merge. Maybe we'll come together on this. Maybe we won't. But it should at least be interesting. I mean, I haven't gotten any feedback to my website or voicemail or email. On the other hand, you and I, being slash dot readers, are probably used to being connected to the internet at all times, and we might have 5 podcasts back and forth before some people even download the stuff through iPod or even listen to it. So anyway, that's all for me tonight. Thanks for listening, and keep in touch.